Camembert.
Let's see what's happening to our adventurous Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear. Last time we saw them, they had just barely escaped being thrown into the immense inkwell by the Inkaboos. Quill Dragon arrived in the nick of time with scissor soldiers who held off the enemy long enough for them to rush down to the beach, jump on Quilt's back, and plunge into the root beer ocean. You see, the Inkaboos didn't dare follow them because they were made of blotting paper and would have been soaked to pieces. You'll remember, too, that they discovered their precious silver star floating on the water. And just as Jimmy was about to pick it up, a blue and white polka dot whale rose out of the ocean and
swallowed it just like that. Oh, why did that old whale have to go and eat our silver star? I'm getting worrieder and worrieder that we won't get it back in time to put it on our Christmas tree.
We'll do our especially best, Judy. All we can do for now is to wait until he comes up again.
Say, Quill.
Yes, Jimmy?
Do you know this whale who swallowed our silver star?
Slightly. He invited me out for a clam chowder dinner once. His name is Wesley, and he always has the tummy ache.
How long do you think it'll be before he comes to the top again?
Oh, can't ever tell. What I'm worried about is that he might come up someplace else where we won't see him.
Oh, dear. Whatever will we do?
We'll just have to be patient and wait and hope he shows up somewhere around here.
Speaking of waiting, if we have to wait much longer, I'm vastly afraid you folks won't have any place to wait.
Well, what do you mean, Quill?
Well, it's this way. I'm not really a watertight dragon, and in order to make any sort of extended sea cruise, I have to go on a special diet. It takes about 4 barrels of corks to put me in the pink.
And you haven't eaten any corks lately?
Not for some time, and if I stay in this root beer ocean very much longer, I'll get waterlogged. Or maybe I should say root beer logged and sink.
Oh, my stuffings. Can't we go someplace where you can dry out?
How about that big rock over there?
An excellent thought, Jimmy. I'll just head in that direction. I'll be there.
Oh, hey! Avast there! Belay!
What's the matter, Cinnamon Bear?
There's the whale. He's coming up.
Oh, look at him. He's coming up.
Hello there, Wesley.
Hello, Quill.
How are you, you old blue and white blubberer?
Oh, there you go. Insulting me just because you know I'm a sick whale. Woe is me.
I was only fooling. What's bothering you now?
Hurry up and tell him about our star.
In a minute, Judy. I said, what's bothering you now, Wesley?
It's a pain I can't quite locate. Oh, dear. It just jumps all around. And
I've a pretty good idea what it might be, my drooping denizen of the deep.
Oh, you have? Well, tell me like a good dragon.
Remember about an hour ago you swallowed something floating around here?
Oh, yes, of course. Just a tea time snack, nothing heavy.
Maybe so, but what you swallowed was a silver star that belongs to my young friends up here, Judy and Jimmy, and the fellow sitting behind them is Paddy O'Cinnamon.
Hello, folks. Sorry to meet you when I'm feeling so miserable.
No wonder you don't feel good after eating our silver star.
Oh, what a pity. I don't know why I did it, really. I've no appetite at all, just nibble here and there. Oh, whoa, ho, ho.
You're the funniest whale I ever heard of. Never saw anything like you.
Of course you haven't. Oh.
You've never seen a wailing whale until you've looked at me all. I've wailed in 47 seas from Tokyo to Rio. I never smile, I never laugh, I never grin or snicker. It takes too long to smile a smile, a frown is so much quicker. Whaley, whaley, groan and grumble, deary, dreary, dear. Roar and rumble, moon and mumble, woe is me. I wail by day, I wail by night, in winter, spring, and autumn. I wail on top the ocean's waves or on the ocean's bottom. I'm very fond of tummy aches. In fact, I like to be sick. I thrash the water till it's rough, then float till I get seasick. Whaley, whaley, groan and grumble, deary, dreary, dear. Roar and rumble, moon and mumble, woe is me. Oh, woe is me.
Very nice.
Do you like my voice? I've had considerable comment on it. You ought to hear me cut loose with Rocked in the Cradle of the Deep.
You're all right, Wesley, if I may presume to call you that.
Well, that's quite all right. You know what? I think I'd sound much better if I didn't feel so bad.
I should think you would feel bad. That silver star you ate was made of glass.
Yes, I did. What? Glass? Oh, dearie me. Oh, double dearie me. I'm certainly the most unfortunate whale that ever flipped a flipper.
You didn't chew it up, did you?
No, I didn't, but that doesn't help matters any. Glass. Oh, dear. Somebody get a doctor quick. I'm going. I know I'm going.
Oh, of course you're not, Wesley. Just take a good deep breath and see what you can do about returning the star to its rightful owners.
Oh, I'm so indisposed. I think I'm going to faint. What? No smelling salts? Oh, whoa.
Oh, dear. There he goes. And the silver star inside him. What do we do now?
Wait until he comes up again. Maybe he'll feel better then.
Not Wesley. He enjoys poor health.
Oh, what do you say we climb up on that rock like we plan to do? Then Crook can get dried out, and we can watch for Wesley to come up to the top again.
Fine. Hold on tight, everybody. Up we go.
Whee!
Ah, here we are. Now, if you'll all get off, I'll take myself a bit of a sunbath.
Sure enough.
Yeah, come on, Judy, I'll help you down.
Thanks, Cinnamon Bear.
Pardon me, my friends. I shall retire to a remote corner and stretch me out in the sun. See you later.
Yeah, take a good rest, Quilt.
Oh, hello.
Hello yourself.
It's a sill, Judy.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to our city.
It isn't a city. It's just a wash.
I know. Just a figure of speech. Welcome anyhow. I'm Samuel, the trained seal.
Like the ones in the circus?
Have you seen them? Amateurs, my boy. Just amateurs. You haven't seen a thing until you've seen me perform.
Well, if you're so good, let's see you.
Not now, Jimmy. Get him to dive down and wake up the wailing whale.
Okay, here's trick number one.
Too late now, Judy. That pesky seal set on showing himself off.
Oh, it's a thriller, folks. I toss this ball high into the air, turn a somersault, blow a whistle, and catch it on my nose.
What, the whistle?
No, the ball. Now get a load of this, folks. Here it goes.
Whee!
Look at that, Jimmy.
Excuse me, my friend, but you do the whole show, don't you? Applause and all.
Oh, yes. Do that with my flippers. Just to get my timing right, you know. Must get used to public acclaim.
I'd say it was pretty good, all right.
Oh, pretty good. Nothing. You know, you've never seen a better juggling, balance, and musical act.
Can you dive?
Can a seal dive? I'm Olympic material, I am. Can I dive?
Would you dive down and wake up the wailing whale, then? He's got something that belongs to us, and we want him to hurry and give it back.
I thought I saw old Wesley hereabouts a while back. Sure, I'll dive down and wake him up. Oh, I'll give him a nip that will make him start, all right. Watch this form. Now, is this grace? Is this diving? Whoa! Back in a minute, folks.
I hope he can wake up the whale. Maybe you won't be able to find him.
Oh, sure he will.
There's Wesley coming up now.
And there's the seal. Say, that was fast work.
Oh, whoa.
Here he is, folks. Told you I'd wake him up.
Oh, what goes on here?
A seal named Samuel just dived down and woke up the wailing whale for us, Quill.
Oh, that's very commendable of Samuel.
Oh, don't mention it, my good fellow. Don't mention it.
Oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
What's the matter, Mr. Whale?
Now, that silver star thing of yours is making me most miserable. Here I'm supposed to watch my tummy, and something like this has to happen. Oh, woe, ho, ho. Woe, ho, 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 ho. This is killing me.
Oh, what are you laughing at, Wesley? First time in my life I ever heard you laugh.
I can't help it. The star is tickling my insides. Caught my throat.
Make him sneeze. He'd call it right up, I bet. Somebody tickle him.
Can't any of us reach him. Well, here, you're the longest. You try.
Sure. Just a minute. I'll use my extra fancy tail. There. Tickle, 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 tickle.
Well, there it goes.
I've got it. I've got it.
The seal caught it on his nose.
Watch me juggle this.
Come on, Samuel. Hand over the silver star.
Watch this finesse. Poetry in motion. That's what it is. Zoe!
Oh, look, Cinnamon Bear. Here comes Penelope the Pelican flying low. Haven't seen her around here for months.
Sure enough, it's that pesky pelican.
Please give us our star, Samuel. You might drop it and break it in a million pieces.
Not a chance. I never miss. Just let me give it one more throw and I'll turn it over to you.
Only one more, then. Do you promise?
I promise. This one will be the highest throw ever made by any seal in the world. Stand back, everyone. Hey, you, Penelope the Pelican, stop flying around over my head so I can make this record throw.
Please hurry, Samuel.
You should never rush an artist, but here goes. Ta-da! And, you know, that's for the band, you know. And up goes the star, higher and higher and higher.
Look, Judy, look! Oh, that pelican caught our silver star.
Snatched it right in midair.
Now, isn't that a nice how-do-you-do?
And a nice how-do-you-do it certainly is. Just imagine it. They get their silver star back from the wailing whale, only to have it snatched away by Penelope the Pelican. It's beginning to look very much like Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear will have to go through a lot more trouble to get it back in time to put on top of their Christmas tree. Or maybe they'll have better luck next time. So let's be sure and listen.
Is supported by the Portland Spirit. The Cinnamon Bear Breakfast Cruise takes place aboard the Portland Spirit every weekend in December through December 27th. Tickets include a plated hot breakfast, a souvenir picture with Cinnamon Bear, and entertainment from a cast of fanciful characters from Maybeland. More information at portlandspirit.com.